And, you know, so many things that everyone here is doing. You know, there's some attraction for whatever, you know, the studies that, and what to do about that. So you have to, the challenge is to come, while still applying, to purify your material intelligence by setting in motion another track of intelligence, a devotee to not get wet when going fishing to catch the fish but not get wet, that example. When trying to engage something that's a material resource in service to Krishna, one has to have a continuous flow of another kind of intelligence going on. Because otherwise you're going to get wet. Listen to that music, and the next thing you know, you'll be, you know, other melodies will be appearing in your mind, and when you're walking and you hear someone else's, you know, wafting from the window, some other something, you know, you'll become the material enjoyer of that. You won't be thinking how I can use this in Krishna. So that other intelligence has to be constantly engaged. Then Krishna can indicate to you how that thing can be used in his service. It was right there in the purport from last night. Strictly following the regulations of sadhana bhakti, one's attraction for service to Krishna becomes so strong that one's intelligence and mind can be always fixed in Krishna. Therefore, O students, be sure that you are very strict in your sadhana, so that as you go on in your higher studies, that you don't, that, because it can happen, it wouldn't be the first time in the history of the universe that someone started some practice of devotional service and then became, again, overwhelmed and attracted by the material aspect of their skills, their prowess, how they can master and control some little itty-bitty fraction of the material energy and get covered over by that again. So the devotion has to be very strong and very pure. Then these things can be taken up. Ashutosh?
What is the meaning of serving Krishna in mind? Does it include that making some plans? If you get
sure,
some,
it's included.
Some
material
positions and using Krishna service.
Sure.
Even when you don't have it.
That's right. That's right. And then when you're doing that in your mind, you can do a scan on your desires. Am I desiring this in an enjoying mood, or am I desiring this in a serving mood? Even before you're in the situation, you can just do a scan on your motivations. You see a little blip on the screen, then you can know that you're not ready for it. Yes.
Is acting on Yukta Vairagya platform is also in pure devotional service, or it's primarily to the...
Say it again. Is acting on the...
Yukta Vairagya stage.
Yukta Vairagya. Well, it's both. It can be in the beginning, in the cultivation stage, and it can be in the pure stage. This whole idea of the shadow of pure devotion, according to Rupa Goswami, even you're in the practicing, even near the beginning of sadhana, because Rupa Goswami declares at the beginning of Nectar Devotion that the only topic here is going to be Uttam Bhakti, not Bhakti Abbas, not the shadow, not the... So, and he starts with sadhana bhakti. That's also Uttam Bhakti. But it's in the seed stage. very, very, you know, beginning, easily crushed even, because seedlings are easily, we planted some seedlings in Palani, and the next, overnight, the peacocks had pecked them all to pieces. The more mature plants, they didn't do that to, or couldn't so easily do that to. A little seedling is easily crushed by different forces. So, if you're embarking on the Yukta Vairagya path that Rupa Goswami says is the platform of complete renunciation, it's to be understood, you still have some, because you're just beginning it, you still have some desire to enjoy those things. But because you're, if you stay within his instruction, you hear it clearly what the instruction is and stay within the instruction, you're in this cultivation stage. I don't want to do this, just like Ashutosh's question. I don't want to do this for the purpose of material enjoyment, although I'm recognizing the tendency is there. Like his question about music. I'm recognizing the tendency is there. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have to ask the question. I'd immediately just be using it in Krishna's service, but I know that the uh-oh, the flashing yellow light warning me is going on. But let me not act on that enjoyment phase, and it's in favor, instead, offer it to Krishna. And my point is that that has to be, there has to be a continuous stream of attentiveness on that yukta, you know, for Krishna, not for sense gratification. Because being inattentive in a moment, and there's bloodshed. It gets messy real fast. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.